ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
It does feel helpless when you're watching it burn and there's just nothing you can do.
Mark McMillan, one of the neighborhoods badly damaged by wildfires in Los Angeles. He's in Pacific Palisades, one of several fire areas. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says people hosing down their own homes and not evacuating are putting a strain on the water supply in the region.
Our firefighters need every single ounce of water that's out there to help supply our fire hoses. So with that, we need the community to understand that when they're using water or overuse of water during active incident, that could hamper our ability to utilize the water resource that we need to put the fire out.
The fire is destroying 2,000 structures, including the homes of many Hollywood celebrities. President Biden skipping a trip to Italy and a meeting with the Pope to handle federal response to the fires. Today, the president will deliver a eulogy at the National Funeral Service for former President Jimmy Carter. This is ABC News. Some questions now about a phone call between Donald Trump and Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito as Trump asks the high court to stop the sentencing in his New York hush money case. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Alito says they didn't talk about any other matter that could potentially come before the court or any of the Supreme Court's previous decisions that might be of interest to Donald Trump. But look, this was a conversation between the president-elect and a Supreme Court justice that happened literally within hours of the president-elect filing an emergency application with the Supreme Court.
Alito says the call was about one of his old law clerks. Lawmakers in South Korea today introducing a bill calling for an independent investigation into impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. And unveiled at CES, the big tech show in Las Vegas, Aria, a new AI-powered robot that kind of looks human. The price tag, $175,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2019. 2023. His friend's colleague, Lisa Kudrow, made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. If you haven't stepped outside, it is really cold. Although there is negligible, I was actually thinking about this walking here, Todd, when I looked at the flags. I'm going to use the word negligible.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know if that's the right word.
No, there's no wind. It's negligible wind out there today.
According to the National Weather Service, south at 3.
They're wrong again.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of wind, are you guys watching that?
Oh my
fires?
God!
Fires.
So I lived out there for 9 years, and I know exactly where those things are, and driven through Glendale and just Santa Monica, all those areas. That is unbelievable. I don't think people understand the roaring. I mean, those things are unbelievable.
Like Steve Kerr, the head coach of the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, his 90-year-old mom was right in the middle of it. She had to be rescued. I mean, he was at a game. He's like, I gotta leave. But they're like, well, you can't even fly in the airport. It's too smoke. It's horrific.
They may move that playoff game.
Yeah.
To Arizona.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, just walls of flame that's just out of control.
The other thing, you know, government. Far be it for me to criticize government, but they're out of water. Did you see that there? I watched that this morning. I like that thing that comes out at 2 o'clock. That Tom Giannis.
You were watching it at 2 a.m. this morning. You serious?
Yeah, I watch that show like pretty much every day.
Why are you up at 2 a.m? You're up at 2 a.m. watching.
What do you do? You sleep in a coffin or something? Or what's going on here?
I told you.
I know 2 o'clock.
It's early,
it is early. It's too early, but I can't fall back asleep. So, and I don't want to get back on AIDS. So I watch that. But I do like him, and I think his stories are top stories is his name of his program.
Okay,
and he digs pretty deep. But there's really there. He was standing in the middle of a street, an apartment building was burning, not a fire truck to be seen.
Wow.
That is unbelievable to pay taxes. And look, if they say, well, we're busy, that's not good enough for me. They can bring in other resources. And the other thing is, you know, I don't want to make light of it, but they're out of water. Wouldn't you, like, look to the left and say, hey, isn't that an ocean out there?
Yeah.
I mean, there's
I agree.
I don't understand why they ran out of water. It's just, it's terrible.
All the hydrants went dry, right?
And then they talk about...
Didn't they say the hydrants went dry?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they had this guy, squeeze. They were right there. And the fireman was kind of, he wasn't as friendly as he could have been. Because they're a little embarrassed by that, too, I think.
Sure.
They're mad about it. Not embarrassed. They're mad about it. But I just, and then they look at the percent under control or what, it's like zero.
Containment, yeah.
Containment, zero.
Yeah.
So... we talk about the weather here. I still think we live in this magic bubble. I love it. Arizona was all those days over 110. Remember that?
Streak
was like 11 days and then tornadoes.
What'd you say?
I don't know. That Arizona.
It's like 100 days. It was because my brother lived in Tucson.
Yeah.
And he said it hadn't been under 100 during the day in months. Months. Yeah.
And these floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and all.
I'm with you. And even the snowstorms right. that's coming across Kansas and going, or did go, yeah.
And that's not that far from here, but it's missing us. See, when I wake up with my gratitude list, the weather's on there.
I agree.
I go out and get the paper, and it's like, this is awesome.
I feel bad for the people that run ski hills. I mean, they make snow if it's cold enough, too. You know, look. If you brought somebody in from out of space,
they
had lived in Wisconsin before,
yeah.
and you sat here and you looked outside and you said, what time of the month is it?
Yeah,
I would say October?
Yeah. Maybe November?
Maybe.
Where am I?
There's Tennessee. Zero snow in the middle of January.
Zero.
And we've got winter storm warnings down in Georgia, North Georgia.
Right.
There's really snow and ice tomorrow
Texas
morning.
Texas is going to get Dallas. It's looking at 3 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh. And we've been there. You can't even... For anybody that...
They don't own a plow.
Well, it'd be the week before the second week of the Super Bowl. I mean, it wasn't Super Bowl week because then it turned really nice, I guess. And I was down there for week.
Yeah, I was there for Bowl. It didn't turn nice until the Super Bowl. Like Friday before the Super Bowl, Saturday. It was not.
I've never seen where they talk about a city ice. Being paralyzed.
Ugh.
Dallas, Texas was paralyzed when we were there for the Super Bowl.
And, I think I told you this. I got interviewed by. Al Roker, one of those guys, and he's like, did you bring him some cheese? I'm like, I should have brought him some salt.
Yeah.
Because they were not ready.
He might have stolen that from me. And I'm not joking about this.
What, Al Roker stole something from John Minow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm not joking. Okay. Newspaper reporter in Dallas interviewed me, okay, about the thing. He said, well, you're from Green Bay. I said, you know what you need to do out here? Stop work. Take all that salt you're putting around the margaritas and put it on your streets.
Well, that's funny.
That's what I said. Made national news.
Yeah,
because his story was picked up nationally. Okay.
That's a good
John Minor from Green Bear Sand says, you know what you need to do? You got to take all the salt around the margarita glass they're putting out here and put it on the streets.
Yeah.
It was in his story, and I'll bet Al Roker saw that story.
Okay.
Give me something, Todd.
All right.
Give me something.
Al Roker. Sure, Al Roker. Oh, my God.
Thank you. He's a jerk.
He follows you or whatever they do.
I shouldn't say that, but I tried talking to him. He was – actually, Katie was with me, and she'll even verify this. It was the day the Packers – or the weekend the Packers, after they won the Super Bowl, they were going to play, I want to say, a Monday night game to kick off the season or whatever it was against, I think, the Saints.
It was the Saints. That was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, man, we had...
And they were in town.
Maroon Blue, or Maroon... What's the name of that band? They were here? Maroon 5?
Yes. Maroon 5.
Yeah. I think they were here. There were just some great bands that were here. That was a great...
And they had all the...
I went with Walker.
They had all the place cards on every seat. I think they did the thank you to veterans thing. That's one of the all-time great... days.
Okay, but you know what? One of the reasons why the NFL ran that.
Ah,
it was. I went to a couple. That was fun.
That was great.
It was white tablecloths at those parties, and that was
Todd.
No, just it,
and the finances.
No, I went with Walker to that. That was a great. Anyway, so Al Roker was there. Walker.
They did the Today Show from there.
Really?
From Lambeau Field, Katie and I were going around doing something. I go, Al. Al Roker, hey, how do you like Green Bay? We're from here. He just blew us off like you can't believe.
Wow.
I'm going to text Katie, see if she remembers when Al Roker blew me off
bad. That's too bad because I would think his reputation would be like, let's get a picture type thing.
He wasn't at all.
I think he has that reputation because he even did this Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah.
And he just
wasn't friendly in the
interacting
least.
Interacting with the fans.
I don't remember who else was there.
Wow.
Who else would have been there? Who's on his show in the mornings? Obviously, we don't see it.
No.
Who would that have been?
No, back then, I'm not even sure.
It wasn't Katie Couric or anybody. No, she never did the shows like that. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
It had to have been Katie and Matt Lauer, right?
Was it? I would have remembered if it was Katie Couric. I had a crush on her, on Katie Couric. Because we're born only like a couple months apart, and I always thought, if I had grown up around her.
Totally, she'd be all over you.
And if I had... half decent hair back then and everything, and was cooler and dressed better.
Right. Other than that, she'd been
and smarter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
And a better athlete.
28. Yeah,
better athlete. Drove a cooler car.
Yeah.
we would have been an item.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're onto something.
Yep. I got a texture. I bet daylight savings time really sucks, Jim. Can't wait till they end it. Lots of the same issues. Patty.
Saying that maybe it
for your sleep pattern.
For your sleep pattern.
Oh,
right.
Thank you, Patty. Yeah, no, this has been around for a long time.
Your issues?
Mm-hmm. The issues, the sleeping, the, yeah, no.
You need some gummies, man. I'm serious.
I mean, they sell them right here at the market.
No, you gave me some, and I didn't like them. No, got a stomachache. I gave them back to you, remember?
Yeah, but
those are just illegal ones you gave me.
Everything I got is from the market here.
No, it wasn't. It was from Nugani. It was in a brown paper bag. Yeah, you said, look, try these. And I did, and I didn't like them at all. I gave them back to you. You never gave me the money back.
Comments made by the former mayor of Noe reflect the views, findings, or truth of this show.
I just got a text in. Thank goodness for a linens update.
It has to be the first thing he brings up about that big NFL
day.
That was
a fun weekend.
That really was. That one really stands out. That was done right.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one of the reasons was money wasn't an object. When the NFL comes in,
they do it right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great. And they were super in charge, but they were also very friendly. Like, I think this draft is going to work out really well. The NFL, that's their deal, and I think they're going to do it right. They do.
I know we talk about how great our weather is here, but I'm telling you, some of the biggest storms we've ever had. We got to talk to a weather guy. We got to get Cameron on or somebody.
Well, and we'll have Brittany come on and talk about that April.
Oh, Brittany, Brittany.
That one April storm?
Yeah, 24 inches in
And I had to walk. We walked. You couldn't. They didn't.
Couldn't drive anywhere.
Right.
I know.
On Lean Local this Sunday, I have the guys from Ashwaubenon coming in. Today, we're taping the show today, and I want to touch on that. Like, what is the contingency for bad weather? Because I think people are thinking out of sight, out of mind, but...
When we talk to Brittany, that's tomorrow, right? When do we talk to Brittany?
Mondays.
Monday. I would bet the heaviest snowfall storms that we've had in modern history or whatever come in April.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, don't have as many, but when we do get the April storms, they're never like a mild little, we got 2 inches today. I mean, it's like feet.
John, let's think about that. Let's do a what if. How could we monetize that? It's like the gold rush. The guy that sold the picks and shovels is the guy who made all the money.
So did Levi Strauss.
Right. So if it's going to snow, what are people going to need? And that's what we have to have.
Okay, let's work on that.
And then it's because
I gotta be honest with you.
We can't buy too much inventory.
We're getting down to 100 days away, and we still have not come up with a plan.
Well, I think that Upper Village is something that could work. We gotta work on that. That's a concept.
I don't know.
We're weaving.
But
speaking of Mr. Weaver concept, is that Greenland interesting or what? Are you following?
No, I haven't. I keep seeing a little snippet. What is it?
Well, Greenland.
Do you want to own it or something?
Yeah. Well, the Dutch own it right now, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Then. I think in their constitution they can go independent, but then half the people said they want to do that, and some people are like, let's become part of the United States. That'd be awesome for us. I mean, the resources they have, strategically where it's located, and nobody lives there.
I was just going to ask that. Now, is Greenland... Greenland's the one where nobody...
It's ice.
It's all ice.
No. There's 50,000 people who live there.
But in the whole country.
Right.
But I know that's
because there's
basically...
military bases and stuff. You're right. Yeah. That's not a thriving.
You know
I don't think there's a Walmart.
You know what they found through like thermal satellite or something? An old secret base that we had there, like in the start of the Cold War. And they're afraid to uncover it because they think there might be nuclear stuff just abandoned it.
That's right, put it.
Yeah.
I thought Trump was just. Kind of, like what do they call that? Like waving the tail, like so people to get you off something, a distracting thing. But I don't know. The more I look at that, that might work.
Okay, we'll talk more about that. Iceland. I got a buddy that lives in Iceland.
Like we know anything
about
it. The
best fucking women he's ever seen in his life are Icelandics. Oh, don't get me started.
They call them walruses.
No, they're not.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 16th at 7 p.m., Boys Varsity Hockey plays Appleton North at Appleton. Then at 7:30, Girls Varsity Basketball travels to the FHS Fieldhouse to take on Fond du Lac High. Meanwhile at 7:30, Boys Varsity Basketball plays Fond du Lac High School at home. At 6 and 7:45 p.m. on January 16th is Boys Varsity Wrestling Double Duels at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30 is the Boys Varsity Invitational at Appleton North High. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS on the Civic Media app, and AM-wise on 1590 AM. Today is World Nerd Day. Todd, would you have considered yourself a nerd at one point?
Really a nerd, but no, okay. I was not a popular child.
He didn't consider himself a nerd, but the rest of the class did.
Okay. Choreographers. You know, I don't think I was ever a nerd.
You were a jock.
But I wasn't cool enough to be a nerd in any way. Like, I didn't, I mean, like, even now with computers or with video, I've never played a video game.
Yeah.
I've never... No. I don't have the skill. I don't have the skills to be a nerd.
Todd, I wasn't smart enough. I don't think you were a nerd. You probably were a little geeky, though, right?
High
tech?
No, well, a little bit. I was in band, and so we had bands and played drums, and you learn.
Who would be considered a grown up nerd? So I don't want to make fun of kids at all, but who would be like considered a grown up nerd?
All those guys from that TV show that.
Yeah, like Smart. Big Bang Theory. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And maybe, my kids watch
that. And maybe Zuckerberg and stuff like that. Those guys are nerds, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... Nerd doesn't mean that you're...
No. But that's what I mean. I wasn't smart enough to be a nerd. I wasn't cool enough to be in that way.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. I don't know if we had nerds in our day, I guess, but...
Didn't you have the jocks and the stoners? That's what we had, those two categories.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you had?
I remember... those are the two stereotypes that bring back the 70s to me. But I don't know. I don't know.
We didn't have, I
wasn't in either.
We didn't have terms. We didn't, stoners wasn't a thing when I was, I mean, that term was, we had hoods. They call them the hoods. He was a hood.
Yeah.
No.
He's a hood. That would be considered almost like a greaser then, you know, kind of the tougher guys that hang out, wear the leather jackets.
No, stoners were just people that.
What do you think, Michael?
Michael, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk more on that in a little bit here. No, I brought Michael some Johnny Juice of Life.
There you go. I had it yesterday.
It's not bad, huh?
Not bad.
That's all I
Michael
get.
Michael says it's very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, Michael.
Thank you.
Now we got to bottle it and sell it. So
isn't that cool, though?
That is the
Nikki brought in NFL, some juice for us.
That's the NFL drink of choice.
I don't know if we could use that term in NFL, but maybe we can say MFL.
Mino.
You just came up with a little something for the draft.
Yeah.
That could be
our signature. That could be our thing.
Well, we want to do something.
The juice of life.
Michael, what we're doing, and we're going to talk about this as we get closer, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit.
We could use the term until we got, because they'd have to do a cease and desist first.
I would say, well, we didn't get the letter, Your Honor.
NFL
we did not
draft
get the letter.
Juice of life, right up until we get stopped.
No, MFL.
Yeah, but
okay,
we'll do a little slant on it, you know.
Yeah. Michael just suggested he'll put them in the rentals for you.
There you go.
We
want to do something for the. We're gonna have the Breakfast Club because the NFL draft doesn't start till noon, and they were in here. I know you listen to Lean Local. They were in here saying, "Look, we will promote anything you're doing, but if it conflicts between noon and 10, we're not gonna do it."
Who said that?
The NFL.
Oh.
This is the Discover Green Bay, their website.
Oh, okay.
And they will do anything. We can link to their website. Everybody's going to Discover Green Bay for the draft.
Okay.
But if you're doing something at 3 in the afternoon, they're not going to link to it. But if it's before noon, which we are, so it's going to be the Breakfast Club. What we're going to try and do is get someone from every team to join us for breakfast. So it'll be like 15-minute increments.
Okay. Well, actually, in the actual Breakfast Club, Michael T. Hall or whatever would be considered the nerd, right, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. And today is National Nerd Day. And embrace it. It's nice that they have a day. Because you know what? I think a lot of our bosses have been nerds over the years because they...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? In this business.
I guess I never really thought about it until you just said that. And you're like, okay, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
In this business, a lot of those people rose to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or became the engineers that you could never find when something was broken.
That's what I would think.
When all hell broke loose.
I would love to know whatever goes on at transmitters. Like up on Scrays Hill, you're looking for an engineer. Like, he's at the transmitter site.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I would think the nerds were in IT.
Well, right? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, especially during
But we didn't
Y2K.
Have IT in my day. There was no such thing
but
as
when
IT.
When we went through Y2K, didn't they come and explain?
Yeah, but you're talking 2000. I'm talking 1972 here. What was a nerd in 1972, 73, 74? You know what I mean? We weren't technologically advanced far enough for
they're
people.
They're playing Pong, right? Was that back then?
I'm going to be honest with you. That's the only video game I've ever played in my lifetime is Pong. I loved it, though. I enjoyed it.
It was the best Christmas present I ever got.
Oh, you had one?
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Right. Nice.
So you guys are getting closer to celebrating Nerd Day.
All good. Right. There you go. Choreographer's Day. All right.
I put that in for Jim.
Uh-huh.
You probably like a good choreographer.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't.
Musicals.
I met a guy.
That's right.
I was in the Delta Club. You know where you...
Oh, he's always got to drop that.
I don't know what that is. What's the Delta
Club? It's the nice place at the airport.
Yeah, I'm a life.
Delta Airlines. Oh, I got you. Yeah,
free food, free drinks.
Yeah.
And there was this old guy in the elevator, and we were going up, and most people up there are flying up front, so I was tickets first class. So, and he had a cane, and he was getting his food, and I just went over and I said, hey, can I help you with that? He goes, oh, sure, young man. He was the choreographer for Wicked.
Wow.
No kidding. He goes, Google me.
Wow.
And I did. Unbelievable. That was pretty cool.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yes.
He made a lot of money on that.
He did. And then he said, if you're coming to New York, you know, but yeah, he just was super, super nice. Anyway, that was.
All right.
So he's celebrating today.
All right.
And I'm sure he's listening.
I saw the movie All That Jazz.
Oh, that's all right.
Todd, I can never. Never.
Now see the text that came in?
That's it.
Okay, Todd was in a band, but Jim was talking politics, barbershop quartets, and linens. Who was the nerd here? I don't know who that's from, but that is the text of the day so far.
I think
so far, text of the day. We're giving out prize package, best text today. It's Law Enforcement Day.
Nice.
Happy day,
yep.
Fellas and ladies. I give those people so much credit. You know, especially these women. I'm just going to say that. You know, you'd be driving someplace, and it's late at night. And there's a car pulled over, and there's a, and again, I don't want women to get mad at me, but, you know, there's this young girl officer, and she's standing up, and you have no idea what you're going to find when you walk up to that car. To have the courage to do that out there by yourself at night, all the respect in the world, all the respect in the entire world for law enforcement people. Apricot Day, hate apricots.
Why? They just haven't.
Apricot, true or false? Apricot is the turnip of fruit.
I don't think so.
Oh, great song.
Apricot.
great song. Joan Baez.
84 today.
1971.
Yeah.
About that. I don't have the exact, yeah.
1971. Okay, we got to start a quick break. We got Brian Mills coming up. We got Michael Friedman. We got Chris. We got a lot of stuff. Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Well, Wisconsin's got a brand new fairest of the fairs. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. She hails from Northeast Wisconsin and we'll introduce her to you next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
33 contestants were vying to be Wisconsin's Fair Ambassador, the selected Fairest of the Fair 2025, 21-year-old Megan Salentine from Kewaunee County. She is the daughter of Josh and Jenny Salentine of Luxembourg. She is currently a student at St. Norbert College, majoring in elementary education and language arts. She explains her passion for Wisconsin fairs.
I was a 4-H member for years and years. I began as a clover bud as a kindergartner and began exhibiting at my local fair, just with the projects in the exhibit hall, cake decorating, sewing, rubber stamping. And from there, I fell in love with the County Fair Week and what it brings. So then I became a swine and dairy exhibitor and got to spend wonderful days at my county fair. As Kewaunee County Fairist, I got to really represent what my county is about, the exciting things that we do at the fair to bring the community together, to congratulate the exhibitors on their wonderful achievements throughout Fair Week, and bring a wonderful fair family together.
That's 21-year-old Megan Salentine representing Kewaunee County, now your 2025 Fairest of the Fairs. Rounding out the top five candidates last night included Maria Lee representing Ozaukee County, Aubrey Bailing representing Wisconsin Valley Fair, Tori Havlick representing Waupaca County Fair, Sammy Rake representing Lodi Agricultural Fair, and Fia Kam representing St. Croix County Fair. You can see more from last evening's events. Go to Fabulous Farm Babe or Midwest Farm Report on Facebook, and you'll see all the photos from the evening's events. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, gradually becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 28, with the wind south at 5 to 15. Some light snow tonight, won't be more than a dusting. Our low, 19 tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, 28. Could get more snow by Sunday night into Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Right with Omar the Pharmacist, and then we will talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion with attorney Roy Evans.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday morning.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Families and educators from many Northeast Wisconsin schools will need credit monitoring and identity protection after a cyber attack on an education technology software platform called PowerSchool. The data was accessed on December 28. The company allegedly paid a ransom to the attackers for video evidence of the compromised files being deleted and digitally shredded. PowerSchool will provide affected school districts with information to engage families and teachers affected by the attack. Several districts in New Wisco use at least a part of PowerSchool, including Reidsville, West Apeer, Sturgeon Bay, and Green Bay. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in Northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Compared to other cities with an NFL franchise, Green Bay is small. Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, says, yes, we're small, but mighty.
So many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
Meisner was a guest on Civic Media's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Talk to Todd. Oh, we're just setting you up, Todd. On
Giving you more work, Todd.
On Broadway, a new establishment opened last night. It's an Irish inn. An Irish bar. And I was driving by there. The grand opening was at 4 o'clock. I couldn't go. So I was driving by there at 6. I had a meeting at 7. And I saw people in there. The light's on. I thought, should I call John? But I had a meeting at 7. I thought, by the time I pick him up, we go over there. And then, of course,
I could walk there probably.
Kind of get you away from a bar. So yeah. I thought, well, anyway, I think what we're going to do, Johnny's birthday is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody knows that. He talks about it every. Can we do our show live from that place?
Will they be open at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you're normally the Irish bars for St. Patrick's Day. They open at 6.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. For 10 years, I did shows from bars.
I mean, that's a ways
St.
away.
Patrick's
but we,
Day.
What's the date on that? Is that the 17th?
Yeah.
Of March, right?
Yeah.
That's a Monday.
All right. Let's do it.
That would be fun. I will find a place, but I would like to. They're new.
Yeah.
And or else we can do something. You know, probably has I don't want to compare, but a better place would probably be Oshkosh. Those guys like to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
We got a couple places down there.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Yeah. In Appleton.
Do we have Brian on?
Brian is on.
Let's go. Hang on.
Okay. All right.
Brian.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi,
Brian Mills. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I thought that you wanted to host your birthday party at the library. I'm like, John, I don't think that's quite as exciting as
a morning. Well, I've heard, I wasn't real happy the other day with the library.
The downtown
and
one.
Not the he library loves the itself. East I love. One. I love the library itself. But whole different reasons. But anyway, I just don't think you should be penalized for going to a library with your kids. You shouldn't have to worry about getting a ticket. You'd like to linger in there, but you can't. But anyway, it is a great place to go and just stay warm and not read books. Just take up space and just sit there. But anyway, Brian.
John thinks our downtown library is a warming shelter, but you are at the East Side Library with an awesome.
I've heard nothing but great things about the East Side
Library. It's a great library. Yeah. Talk about what you're going to be doing this Saturday, though. This is what we need more of, not just in
Absolutely.
This community, in this whole country, is families, friends to sit around and play.
Neighborhoods get together for something.
Board games.
Love this.
Yep. Let me clarify. I have nothing to do with the library. We're just hosting it there, so I don't want to take my card away for, you know, saying something on there. You know, representing that. But
yeah, we'll
our
that.
Neighborhood. Thanks. Our neighborhood association is hosting a game afternoon. It's a family game afternoon with the people from Gnome Games. So they usually go out to schools and do this for families and stuff for about 2 hours and get to play a bunch of new games, and they show you how to play them and stuff. It's just a great opportunity. Our neighborhood association is hosting one at the East Branch Library on Main Street on Saturday from 1 to 3. So come on out, and you can see the beautiful new building and play some games with your friends or meet some people and just kind of see what they've got. And just our association's doing it so we can talk to our neighbors and people in the community and just do something fun on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon where it's going to be kind of cold and yucky out. So.
Just kudos for that, because these neighborhood associations are designed to get to know your neighbors, because some people don't know people living three houses down from them. And McAuliffe Neighborhood, that's a great community already, and to bring people together, that's kind of a family community out there as well. I think it's great you're doing this. And tell me a little bit more. Do you know much about the board games, these Gnome games?
Board games have become so popular again. It's incredible, right, Brian?
Yeah. So Gnome Games has come out and done this for years. When I've taught summer school, we used to do a board game class. Mainly to kind of work on just the socialization and, you know, get kids' brains working in the summer. And I thought it was just going to be kind of a one-off thing. It became our second most popular class, only to, like, our outside gym class, so over summer school. So kids really enjoy it. The families like it. It's a socialization part of it. You're going to be playing a ton. They're going to have a ton of games there. And then the live, ton of them. They have Catan. They have some newer ones. Our favorite one in our house is Azul, where it's kind of this tile-laying thing. But the games are really easy to learn. So having someone there to teach you is much easier than reading the directions on it. And they kind of, you know, it takes about 30 seconds to learn how to play it, as opposed to, you know, trying to go through the directions and figure out the phrasing and stuff like that. So they'll have a stack of games that they bring, probably about 20 totes worth. And then the library also checks out board games at all the branches. So if you like it and don't want to buy it, I don't know why you wouldn't want to buy it, but you can probably check some of them out from the library itself.
I used to know Gnome Games on Ridge. Used to be one of my sponsors for the Mino and Nick show back in the day. And I used to go there with my son, Dom. And you go there on a Saturday, and the two things that were, well, the Yugi, was it Yugi games? The Yugi card games?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah. And then the other one that I kind of thought might be kind of fun was the military, like World War II strategy games. And you talked about tactics and attacking and flanking and things like that. People take this pretty serious, don't they, Brian?
Yeah, they have. I'm not speaking for Gnome Games, but you see a lot of people out there, and there's a ton of games out there now for it. So, and I don't have the patience to do the painting that they do on it and everything with it. But yeah, they're a valuable part for our community. So,
come on out. People should do that. And like you said, it's Saturday. It's going to be cold. There's not a whole lot going on. Sunday might be, there's something going on. Sunday, I think we're all going to be glued to the TV. But on Saturday, to come out with your families in that McAuliffe Park, and again, these neighborhood associations are designed to, you know, some people, the city's getting too big. It's really not that big. But what neighborhoods are, you still have that small town feel, and yet you have the amenities of a larger city. And these associations, and there's probably, 30 of them in Green Bay? I should know
I think
that.
So.
Yeah. And are you the president of that?
I'm the vice president.
Oh, good for you. We need that leadership too in these neighborhood associations. And what a great idea. Our neighborhood always had this, the first day back to school, a potluck. And that was cool.
Yeah,
you get to know the kids. Where are you going to school?
Fine.
Who's your favorite? What's your favorite class? But this is cool and kids will meet other kids too, which is important.
We are always, in the summer, we're always competing with your neighborhood association for our music in the parks. We're always, flip-flopping bands at the same day. So we talk trash to them and stuff.
Okay,
but, who's got the cougars and stuff. But it's always fun.
All I know is we won.
It sounds like there'd be violence there. Well, I want no part of that.
Well, no, we won that. We won that for 24 years because Jaden lived across the street from the park and I lived next to Jaden. So
we're just trying. We're just striving to be like
run for mayor.
You know, Brian, I think, you know what? Because let's be honest, Green Bay is like every other city of its size has changed dramatically. I mean, I've talked to people who would live on the, you know, it was an east side or a west side or whatever. And, you know, they would walk out of their house at 9 o'clock in the morning in the summer and come home for supper, as we always used to call it. And they didn't have to go anywhere. Just basically stayed in their neighborhood because their world was their friends and everything. And obviously, that has changed. The demographics has changed as far as people not just always being living from Green Bay. You know, a lot of people from different areas. So I think more than ever, there's never been a time where something like what you guys do and the neighborhood associations do, there's never been a better time or more importance in having something like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and you know, in the summer we see a lot of our neighbors with the concerts in the park, and you know, the city, just everything comes up. But in the winter, there's not as many things, so that's why, you know, we wanted to bring this up, and especially at our, you know, our East Branch Library, that's beautiful. Get more people in there and just kind of see where it is, and it's, you know, a mile from our neighborhood, so it's fantastic, and it's gonna be a great event. So
it is, and I think people who haven't been to the library, I mean, and I think a lot of people haven't. It wasn't that promoted when it was and it wasn't that great of a library, and now it is. I just think it's a great opportunity to get out there, and like you said, that library has everything they have downtown, plus you can check out things, and so I think it's
and
a good
opportunity.
Yeah, free parking.
Thank you.
That's true.
Brian, would you not agree with me? Would you not agree with me? I don't want to come off like some crazy guy, but would you not agree?
Too late, but go ahead.
Thank you, Todd. Wow.
I don't want to come off as a crazy
yeah,
guy.
I heard that.
But Brian,
now he's at a loss for words. I thought they caught me. Okay, what?
Brian.
Yeah.
Would you not agree parking meters in a parking lot of a library is ridiculous? Yes or no?
Well, John, where are you going to put them if not in the parking lot?
Right.
What do you mean?
But
so where John, would you put the parking meter?
John, we don't want people.
You, wait, no, there
I'm
should
kidding,
be.
John. Yes, it's a terrible idea. Oh. I agree.
I almost turned into crazy guy.
That is true. I look, I don't want to. I think we should talk about that. It is free parking out there.
Okay, Chris, you know what somebody said to me, though?
It's surface parking.
Somebody said you put the parking meters in the downtown.
Me?
No, Jim.
Schmidt.
Yeah.
Did I?
let me think about that one for a moment.
He just became Jimmy Stewart.
Well, I didn't. Well, anyway, all right, good. But anyway, that's
right, I got good work. Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys.
See you, Brian. Brian Mills, board game afternoon at the Brown County Library on the east side from 1 until 3. Fantastic. I love neighborhood-type things. Yeah. I think that's great. It's old school, and it's great.
And everyone is invited, but, I mean, it's really sponsored by the McAuliffe Neighborhood Association. Yep. And, you know, board game afternoon, and that's from 1 till 3. And like they said, you know, bring your family, bring your friends, and check out the library, but then look at these games. And it's not high-tech. These are board games where you look each other in the eye, and you shake the dice, and yeah, this is fun. So,
the thing that I love about board games is the fact that there are so many advances in electronic. I mean, it's beyond belief the advances in that, but somehow the old school thing has become really cool.
It's like albums coming back, right?
Yes.
And
well, I walked into the market right next door to us the other night, Sunday night, I think it was.
Yeah.
And had to be 10 or 12 people around that huge table playing some kind of a board game.
Yep.
Monopoly.
Hey, did you ever finish a Monopoly game?
Yeah.
Did you? I never did. You, Todd?
Never played.
You never played
Monopoly? Never played Monopoly. Nope. Not interested in it.
Okay. Wow. That, I don't want to do a survey like John does, but that is a 90% yes.
It might be. It's just not my thing. I would rather play Scrabble or something like that.
We go back to the nerd thing?
Yeah. I don't want to say.
We played Monopoly all the time.
But that makes sense for you.
No, I mean, I had 10 brothers and sisters,
for,
too.
For us, you know what that was? It was because we had a lot of snow, and we'd get blizzards back
in
those
days.
That's a long game. Yeah, and that was our home-from-school-day game.
See, Scrabble, we weren't that smart. Our words were always three or four letters. You know, Todd would come up with the
Trouble, Battleship.
Trouble's good.
Scrabble, right?
Those are good.
There was something called Payday. We played that a lot.
I don't remember that one.
Then you play cards like Rummy Royal and all that kind of stuff.
Cards.
Cribbage? I'm trying to think. Well, cribbage, that like helped you count. Cribbage was a good game.
That's a good one.
Help people count. You know, my son was at with a group on New Year's Eve, I think it was, and they played Schmear.
Oh,
that was a fun game back in the day.
Man, I
remember that.
No, I don't. Schmear? I remember that. I don't remember how to play that.
It's like, remember Schmear, though?
I remember it.
I didn't know people still played it. That seemed like something from the 60s. That's cool that people still play that game, Schmear.
Did you play Spoons?
500 Rummy?
Did you play Spoons?
What's that?
It's where you put, like, there's five people playing, and you put four spoons out there. And as soon as you get all four of one kind, you just pass the cards real fast, you take a spoon. And my dad was really good at it. He would just take it, and we wouldn't see it, and there'd be... It was just an awesome game, and you can play with little kids, with older people. That
sounds awesome, Jim. We got Michael Freeman, Simple Life Hospitality coming up.
Trying to reminisce when you
back after this. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression. Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
Boy, today is a big day birthday-wise for music. Crystal Gayle, 74.
Crystal Gayle.
Wow. She was at the Carlton, right?
She was. Oh, yeah.
And I always tell this story.
Don't you? Oh, yeah.
Who's our local celebrity that dated Crystal Gayle?
Oh, yeah. He brags about it.
Tom Zelaski.
Jimmy Page, one of the all-time greats, is 81. Joan Baez, as we mentioned, 84. Joining us now, Michael Freedman, Simple Life Hospitality. If you're interested in renting out your house for the NFL draft, this is the man you've got to talk to. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. It's good.
Oh, I think it's...
Get your mic on.
Hang on. Wow, Todd. We got to do everything for
Todd. No, Todd's good. Todd's good.
Todd's got 19 things going on at the same time all the time.
Todd's okay. it's good to see you guys. Thanks for having me
Good
back
to see
on.
You. I'm always nervous when Todd leaves the cockpit, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. When he comes in here, that means...
Yes. So anyway, first of all, the Johnny Juice of life. I made you.
Delicious, and I drank the whole thing.
I know.
And it will be interesting to see if I don't get hungry.
You won't get hungry. But you had one not complaint, one bit of advice, whatever. The chia, I don't know how to grind them up good enough. I mean,
I think it almost has to become a powder, because that was the only thing. Like,
you get those caught in your teeth a little bit. I know.
Okay, so you can do that.
Yeah.
Just get that bowl with the...
It's a mortar.
Or you could get like a coffee grinder, a little coffee grinder.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's what I do for my spices. I have a separate coffee grinder. And if I've got to grind something to like a powder, I just use the coffee grinder and it turns it into a powder.
Are you a good cook? A big time cook?
I like to cook. I
didn't know this.
As much as I have time for. But
what's your specialty?
I make Indian food, actually.
Ooh. There's a new Indian or Thai or Nepal. There's some country. There's a new restaurant in Green Bay. Where did I just see that? It's like, oh, I want to try that.
We need a good Indian restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, I cook basic stuff, but you know, it's when it's just me, I make simple things, you know. I don't try to get too complicated.
Well, are you like Jim though? That's kind of your go-to if you're having a bad day or stress day or whatever.
Or Saturday.
You know, some people I eat angry. You know, when I'm mad, I eat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Jim, when he's like whatever, cooks. Are you that way?
Yeah, I mean, I just cook on the weekends mostly just because my weeks are so busy. And okay. If it's just me, I do, you know, we have Trader Joe's in Madison. So I go to Trader Joe's and get, you know, the little pre-made meals that are delicious. And that's not a plug for Trader Joe's. It just is what it is.
You know where I like to stop in Madison? It's an Italian deli on the way out of town.
Yeah, it's in Monona, for Broly's or something.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, oh, that place is great. I go there a lot just to get pasta, and their frozen pizzas are amazing.
Yes, it's a great place.
It's a really good place.
Wow.
Yeah. Indian food interests me. Mm-hmm. But you have, there's so many things that go into it. That could be like a 25 ingredient.
Well, I cheat. So here's the deal. Like I will buy 10. Yeah, you can go to Whole Foods or any nicer, you know, organic grocery store and buy the sauces, the butter chicken, the tikka sauce, the vindaloo sauce. They're already pre-made, and I'm not going to sit there and cook sauces. I buy it jarred.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Okay.
And it's usually fairly low in sodium. So it's pretty good and it's pretty healthy. And if you're doing just vegetables or chicken with it, it's delicious.
So I want to learn how to cook Indian food. My youngest daughter is dating this guy from India. And matter of fact, they're over there right now.
Nice.
And she's been sending me pictures of some of the food. But I will tell you, this kind of fits in. This is funny you brought that up today. I wasn't going to bring this up. But I have a Zoom call with his... Never met his parents.
Okay. See,
that's just all this like protocol. Well, anyway, a Zoom call at 9:15, and they're 12 hours. They're 11 and a half hours different. It's a half hour.
Wow.
Which I'm like, anyway, it's his mom's birthday. So I did this morning, Johnny. I looked this up, listened to it. So I'm going to say, when I first meet her, first impression, I'm going to say, Jenma Din Mubarak Hu. That's happy birthday in Indian.
Nice.
Cool. I practiced that morning.
Okay, you got to tell them something else, though.
What?
You work.
First time I meet
you.
Them.
Work with the cousin of the prime minister.
That's right.
That is cool. Looked it up. He really did. That's true.
Wow.
I'm basically related to Gandhi.
I'm picturing when I hear Indian and Jim, I'm picturing the Seinfeld episode. when they go to India.
But. So do I. But here's the best part. He goes, yeah, I got to do a Zoom call. I have to run home. I go, you do it from here? He goes, no, I got to run home. I'm doing a Zoom call. He said, wow, you know what to do? He goes, no, Donna's doing it.
I did say that.
No, anyway, their prime minister. Okay.
This is kind of cool.
Her name is Sonia Mino.
Okay.
Her family's from the exact same village that my family's from, north of Venice.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, we're not positive, and my son's trying to do the, you know, whatever, if we're actually related. But same last name, obviously. Same small village in Italy. Isn't that something? She was working as a domestic in, I think, England, and Gandhi's, like, son was going to school there, and they met, and then I think he either got assassinated or died in a plane crash. So when she moved into the top spot.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool.
I'm not going to get into that today.
You got to mention it to him.
No.
It's too bad Laura's dad's such a nut job.
You have to mention it.
I'm doing the happy birthday.
Let me come on just for a minute and talk to them.
No, we'll see where it goes from here.
I'd be fine. I said, hey, what's their names? Tamar. I got to tell you a story. And I'll just tell that story.
Yeah. Harsh is his first name. Harsh Kumar. And we're having this.
I'll give him a nickname.
This is like a big deal for us. I shouldn't be saying this. This is a big deal for us.
Well, I know.
I think it's a big deal for the Indian culture.
More so. Yeah.
Yeah, very big for the Indian culture. I went to actually an Indian wedding. That's probably about 10 years ago now. It was like a 2-day, 3-day event. It's an event. It's like a Greek wedding, but on steroids.
And everybody's invited.
Everyone's invited. It's amazing. It's
super expensive.
Who's footing the bill?
I just talking to
Where are they getting married?
No, they're not. They're not even engaged yet.
Oh.
I was talking to Dr. K about that. He goes, oh, yeah. And he gave me I said, how much do you spend on your wedding? He got married in Texas. And he told me, I'm like,
so do you have to do a meet the parents thing, even if they're just dating?
I think it's good protocol.
Yeah,
wow.
And it's her birthday. So that's why I think I want to give myself some.
Make sure that's what it really means.
Right. Exactly. I hit the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like Trump. You're eating the dog. Yeah.
Wow. This could turn out. I wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, I tested it. We got to set a quick break back after Michael Friedman.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress, what issues are important to you, and what's realistic to get done. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another fire breaking out overnight in Southern California, this one in the hills above Hollywood. ABC's Matt Gutman with more.
The Sunset Fire, fueled by this week's historic wind event in Los Angeles, igniting in the hills just north of Hollywood Boulevard. Firefighters blasting water into this apartment, trying to protect it. A fleet of helicopters swirling over the fire, dropping water. Residents facing gridlock as they try to evacuate down the narrow streets of the Hollywood Hills.
2,000 structures have been destroyed and 5 people have lost their lives. And not good news for those in Los Angeles. Another round of those strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be held this morning at the National Cathedral in Washington. More than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war, that number from the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. This is ABC News.